Altitude SPJ mobile monitoring.
K-E-A-F-J-W-K-E-Y-S. Are you out there?
K-E-Y-S mobile. I'm listening.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood, eh, Jeff? AB8RV mobile.
Hey, you know, it could be worse.
All I know is this road is...
It's rough from snow plows, and I've got drifting on either side, and, you know, I'm up for an adventure. Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah, I was out yesterday, and the parkway was closed down westbound in several spots. There was a Prius in the right lane, just buried in 4 feet of snow when we went into town for my wife's chiropractic, but... Yeah, all this ice, you know, the ground was warm, so it's giving us a bumpy ice pile underneath us. It's kind of, yeah, there's tank traps everywhere, but I just came off the peninsula, and a lot of the southbound lane was drifted over with a 4-foot drift, so, you know, if it was snowing hard enough you couldn't see somebody coming the other way, you would have nowhere to go but in, right into 4 feet of a wind-blown drift, which is pretty hard to get through.
Well, it doesn't make life interesting. I've got concrete blocks in the back of my van, and I still struggle to get out of my own driveway, and it was clear. We snowblowed it actually, my brother-in-law snowblowed it last night at about 6 o'clock, and there wasn't a whole lot of extra snow in there, but just slippery with a little bit of back down, whatever, underneath. It's going to be an interesting day, especially if I got to go anywhere. But, you know, it is part of the job.
KC8VFU.
Morning, Tobias. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, yesterday getting out the back door was not fun. I barely even squeezed through. Then the blower went to get that started, and it locked up because it had ice in it. So I had to bring it all through drifts to get to the house to get the ice off. Yeah, last night I had to go out and snow blow my deck because the wind was coming over the house so bad. It's like Jeff's house, you know, right in front of where his van was parked there in the photos, Jeff. You got that drift, that's what I had too. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things that I think will be shut down again today. This is crazy. Old Fox of Ty Phil's going to get a little letter on this one. He predicted. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, folks. So, it's going to be interesting, but, you know, if you got to get out there, go slow, be smart about it. I think that's half the battle, it's just being smart about it, you know. If you're driving a little mini car, don't try to go through the snow drifts. Take your time, go around them. Wait till cars are out of the way, and then go into the lanes where people's driven already, and, you know. It's little things like that make life a whole lot easier, a whole lot less problematic. they might set some people off, but at least you're not stuck in the snowbank. So that's the way I look at it anyway.
You know, I'm on South Airport, and there's tank traps and drifts everywhere. I'm going to put both hands on the wheel. You guys have a great day. 73 for now from AB8RV Mobile, just hanging on.
Yeah, that's probably the word of the day, hang on. And just for anybody listening, the Ham Club breakfast today has been canceled. JNS will be closed. Morning, WWDWYV.
Yeah, if I remember, they also closed the project night tonight, too, didn't they? But yeah, I got that email last night that they were going to have those closed up. It's a bummer, but it is what it is, you know. So, well, I'm just hoping the Burger King's open. If the Burger King's open, I'm happy. I can do McDonald's, but I prefer the Burger King.
Morning, WDWIV. Anybody copy, WDWIV?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, roger, WBHWYV. Morning, Tony. Good morning, all you guys up there in Traverse City. I just wanted to pass out some information. Wexford County, about 47% of the people are without power here, and all the repeaters are out. 98, 160, and the 444825. They're all dead in the water. There is no power. It's been that way, well, this is the second day here. So I thought I'd pass that along. If you're coming south looking for the 98, forget it. It's until they bring the power back on. Good morning. Toby, I give it to you, WBYB.
Okay, Tom, I'll let the guys over on the other thing know that you're not going to be on for a while. Yeah, Jeff, no, yesterday getting out my back door was not fun. You know, that drift you had in front of yours, you should have saw mine. I barely squeezed between the house and the door once I got it open. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to let you focus on driving, bud. It's going to be a little bit risky, so we'll talk to you in a bit.
And where I'm at, it's not that bad. It's just bumpy. So I'm only one-handing it. So if I'm only using one hand, then, it's not that much of a concern. So, but anyway, we're just moving along. WDAVX Mobile.
Good morning, Jeff, WGW.
Hey, good morning, Rod. Beautiful day. How's it up there in Indian River? You get a little smell?
I'm snowed in here. I can't get out.
Yeah, the big question is, do you have power?
Yeah, power. And if the commercial power fails, I got Generac power.
Morning, Rod. WBWYV.
Hey, guys, you have at it. 73 WBADX.
Have a good morning, WB and WYB. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Tom. It's fun to hear you here on, coming out on repeater you're using. I'm on a Shibuya repeater. They got a bunch of them all linked up now, so. How you doing there, Tom? I got lots of snow here. I got my driveway completely snowed in. I can't get out. And I got to get somebody with a big to get me clear my driveway, because otherwise I just got to wait for it to melt, because can't get out. I got stuck yesterday just pulling out of the bonnet. It took me forever to get it done, to get it back in the bonnet pickup. So, we're stuck.
Yeah, okay, roger, Rod. 7 inches of snow here. Stuff has drifted. All the repeaters in Cadillac are down. There are no power. We're one of the small areas that still have power here. A lot of Cadillac is dark, no power. And the guys I talked to normally at this time on C4FM, of course, I can't get in. I can hear the Baldwin repeater, but that's about it. I don't have the power, and I don't have the antenna system to get over there. Well, I could turn it, but it froze up. It's all covered with ice. SWR here is okay. It'll work. On a 1.8, 1.7 to 1, it's up. But it was over 2 to 1 yesterday because of the ice. Anyway, that's the story there this morning. Of course, all the schools are closed. And some of the businesses, even in Cadillac here, are shut down. Go ahead, Rod, WVYD.
Like 30 inches of snow in most spots, and some spots it's deeper. And it's all the way out. Well, they haven't put the road yet either. But hey, I gotta go. I'm on HF right now, and they're gonna be calling me any second here, so. Tom, thanks for the call, and Jeff, I'll say 73, so turn it back to you, and you visit with Tom over there, WDX, WG8W, see you later, guys.
73, Rod, 73, Jeff, good talking to you, thanks for letting me in, Jeff, you're still there, WDADX, WDHWYB.
KI-7 QMV mobile monitoring 86.
I'll go ahead. KC-8 CMQ down here in Lewiston. Good morning.
Hey, sorry about that. I only got half the transmission. I had to reset my radio. KI-7 QMV mobile.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. I thought maybe, well, sometime I'm sitting in the house here and some people say that being on the echo link down here, it just not hitting my Wi-Fi real quick. So I thought maybe you scared me a little bit there. Go ahead.
No, the problem was on my end. Yeah, I put the call out, but my radio gets stuck in a strange mode every now and then. I can see the signal strength come up, but I don't hear anything, so, but, just a quick reset solves the problem. Anyway, just calling out on my way to work, saying hi to locals. Sounds like the 86 is linked up with the link system this morning. Probably not a bad idea.
I think it's operator error. Good morning, WDADX.
Got it. Drake have programming issues again and reprogram the world, or what's going on?
I said, morning, Jeff. Hey, you go ahead and pick it up. I was just answering him. I'm sitting here. We're going to have to pick up and go over to Alpine anyway, go to the doctor. So, hey. My talk to you, Jeff. I've got to know here, but we're always listening. Hey, CACMP, you go ahead and pick it up.
Hey, the other gentleman in there, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys doubled. Go ahead, the gentleman that's not Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say good morning, Jeff. Long time no here. Got to go to the doctor in Alpena. So we're not going to stay out here for very long. And nice talking to you again. We're always listening. KCACMQ, pick it up, Jeff, and have a good day.
my friend. You don't need to run. No, I was just telling Rick that the whole reason why it's linked up is because of the National Weather Service and the winter storm warning, and people have been doing weather spotting and weather nets over the last couple of days. So that's the reason why it's linked up, and it's probably not going to stay that way. But anyway, good to hear you in there. I haven't, like you said, I haven't talked to you in a coon page. Good to have you in there. Go ahead, Rick.
I figured it was something like that. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm hearing people from all over the place. I thought my radio was broke. I was listening to Rod on the 86 this morning. I didn't know how he was doing that. So, anyway, are you driving, Jeff? Go ahead, other gentleman. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Name's John. Astor Hotel November. And yeah, we know Jeff for a long time. We had basically, when I got done with everything yesterday, Jeff, I took my tractor out, which I got a subcontract one with a big old 54 inch blower, and I drove right over the ice and stuff on my driveway. And by the time I really kicked in to figure out how much it was, I had 6 inches of snow in the middle of the driveway. And I had 2 layers of ice, and they were both 2 inches. So the total was 4 inches on top of that. And my tractor was walking right over the top of that. That's very interesting. KCHMQ, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky over here. We just got snow. Although we had a snowblow twice, I did it on, Sunday, and my brother-in-law did it yesterday. And each time we did it, it was easily 8 to 10 inches, 12 inches through the driveway, and made things very, very interesting. But last night, I was kind of wondering if I was going to make it into work this morning. Because it was still blowing. It was blowing when I left the house, but not too bad now that I'm out here. So there's still some drifting. The guy is slow, but not too bad. You know, I'm not fighting it. And I'm only, like I was saying earlier, I've only got one hand on the wheel, so I'm comfortable. Could be a lot worse. So go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was going to say there has been some drifting down Crystal Beach Road. I'm getting ready to turn on the Cairn Highway right now. That ought to be exciting. I might have to take a side road, but yeah, the drifting is crazy. I guess I didn't get as much snow as you did, but I did reach the limit of my snow blower at one point. There was some good drifting going on, and I buried that thing. I had to put it down in the low gear to keep going, so there's some snow out here. A lot of packed snow and ice right now on the road, so I guess you're probably experiencing that too. Oh, KI7 QMD Mobile, go ahead.
KCBSU for Rick.
Go ahead, Toby.
Rick, I would not take Cairn Highway. I would not take Cairn Highway. I would go back to Elk Rapids and go back on 31. That road will probably be plugged shut once you get further north on Cairn.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for. I want to see what it looks like. I'll let you know. Go ahead with the conversation. KI7, QMD Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Toby. Hey, Jeff, I got a question to ask you. The other day, well, I got a couple more bull things, and I was looking through different repeaters and stuff and going through different clubs and stuff, and I came across a club of some sort that had a whole bunch of names on it. It was like about 40 names on it. You was on it, John was on it, Toby was on it, half a dozen of you guys that are on this link and stuff, and I don't remember where I spotted that so that I could copy that down and put names with these calls. Do you remember what you was on that you might have to help me? Go ahead, KCHCMQ.
KI7QMD. Jeff, I'll let you answer that. And Toby, the KI was clear so far.
Hey, John, I really don't know. I have not been part of a club in probably, probably about 3 years, 4 years. And that was, I was a member of the Traverse City Club here for a few years. I didn't pay my dues the last 2 years. But I haven't been a club before that for, since I was at Top of Michigan. So it's been a long time.
Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, I don't know either. I haven't been a part of a club in 5-6 years, so I don't know. Maybe you're looking at the North Michigan link system and everybody reporting in their things on a spreadsheet or something. That's what they've been doing.
So maybe that was, I don't know if it was a club or not. I was just looking through a bunch of things, and I hit this thing, and all of a sudden it brought up a whole bunch of names. And I was going to print it out, but my printer wasn't working with the phone that I had on. So anyways, all right, I'm going to let you guys go. We got to start getting ready here, get these kids that my son brought over. We got, they got a day off, no school over here. Whole bunch of counties, Bay City all the way across. They don't have any, there's power outages all over the place down there. So they must have really got hit. KCHCMQ, y'all have a good day.
Go for it. Hey there. Yep, it's clear. Somebody's been taking good care of this road. They did a good job. I was curious. Crystal Beach has a lot of drifting on it. Karen's been cared for, so to say. Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, two different counties, and I'm sure a lot to be done. I know I was surprised to see the road truck actually come up on a road yesterday because of how bad it's been. Okay, guys, I need to get out of here. I need to go start checking driveways. TCVSU 73, over to you, WD8DX, to take it.
All right, Coastal, we'll catch you later. And, John, it's good to hear you again, and we'll look forward to maybe catching you on here again. I'm on the link system off and on because I've got a repeater over here in Lake Leelanau that's on it. So I've been known to sit on that over the weekends. Typically Saturday, Sunday, you'll hear me. So anyway, Traverse City's not looking too bad. Looks like the intersections have been, about 80%. There's still some snow in there, but for the most part, it looks like everything's been scraped down good. So, gotta love it.
Yeah, 31 North is like hatchy-packed snow and ice and dry pavement and ice, and it's a mix. Which way are you heading this morning, Jeff?
My text message last night said, come to the shop and we'll figure it out from there. So, there you go. I have no idea what I'm doing, if anything, and we're just headed to the shop and put in our time and see what happens. So, yeah. Actually, my next stop is Burger King. It's just up here, so I'm hoping they've got their driveway all cleaned out and ready to go.
Well, that's a good plan. Yeah, I'm heading into Charlevoix this morning. Gonna see how things go. I got something going on with my back, and it's affected my right arm, and it hurts when I sit up. working at a desk is not going to be easy, so I'd try to get me an appointment. Well, the wind is howling pretty good, so it's taking the visibility out of whack, so anyway, you be careful down there. I'm going to concentrate on driving. It's turning into ice. So, KI-7QMD Mobile, back to listening.
Very much, I hope you feel better soon. Yeah, I've actually been pretty sore and I haven't felt real good. I've actually slept pretty much all day Sunday and a good part of the day yesterday, so didn't come into work because they actually closed the shop. I had the day off to go to an optical appointment, but those guys canceled and then the shop closed, and so I just stayed home and slept. So. Oh,
heck, well, like I say, hope you feel better, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Chris. WBABX
Mobile, Traverse City.
Thanks, Bunch Jeff.
73, KI-7,
QMD Mobile.
KDYS Mobile, we're northbound 127.
Well, safe travels over that way, WDADX Mobile, Traverse City.
Yeah, Roger, we're heading straight up to Gaylord and then Indian River, so we'll see what happens. How is the snow level over there? How much snow did you get at your house? I asked Kyle, but he didn't give me a snow total, so I was curious what Leelanau County was getting.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a guesstimate than an actual. We probably had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2 foot to drop down over the weekend. I had we snowblowed twice. Both times we had drifts of easily 2 foot to 3 foot through the driveway. But typically on the level we had about 12 to 18 inches both days. And yesterday we usually had a snow drift that went across our drive at 3 foot. So, and that was twice. So yeah, you can kind of get her from there. But yeah, I'd say easily 2 to 3 foot overall, and then like I say, 3 foot drifts pretty much both days. So we had a bet.
Roger, roger. Yep. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the update. I figured you guys got about that much. We only got maybe 8 inches here. Northern Clare County saw quite a bit of icing on the trees, and Roscommon County over into Meskaki and Wexford, they got a little bit more ice. So there's a few down trees in Northern Clare County. We didn't lose power, but there's a lot of people around me that have no power. Some of them have actually gotten restored. My buddy got restored, I think it was like 11, he texted me and said his power come back on. So he was without power for a little over 24 hours. Not too bad. Yeah, I grew up in Gaylord, so, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we were getting hammered pretty good. There was a few times when I was in school, we were off for a week or more, so a few different times, and we had heavy, heavy drifting. So, but I live down here now in Clare County, and we don't get that. So I'm driving on 127, and it's dry and clear until you get to Harrison, and then it turns to ice. KDYS Mobile, I will get back to driving. You have a good day. Be safe out there, Jeff.
Will do. I don't see me doing a whole lot of travel today, but I could be wrong. But you do the same. Be very careful out there and be safe. And, two Burger Kings are closed. Well, maybe I'll have to hit McDonald's this morning. WDADX Mobile.
Mobile.
KDYS. Mobile. Only.
Oh, dude, I tell you what, I should not have been able to get out of that snowbank this morning. Hey, GLH Mobile.
K8BCW.
Hey, morning, Bentley. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Morning, Drake. How are you doing today?
Well, I've already expended enough energy to be exhausted this morning. That was a fun time getting this vehicle out. Our official plow guys didn't come through yesterday, so our maintenance manager had to come do it. And unfortunately, all his good work is no longer noticeable because of how much snow drifting he's got. It looks like he never plowed at all. And let me tell you, I did not think I was going to get out of that driveway this morning.
Yeah, it's still pretty much Armageddon up here, man. My subdivision is a private subdivision, and we pay a service to plow us, and they took care of us yesterday. But every driveway has 4 feet deep and 4 feet high of compacted snow at the end of the driveway, and people that rely on a private plow service to plow out their driveways still haven't had it done. The county hasn't been able to get around to any of the side roads, so, you know, in and out of back roads is just still an adventure unless you have a high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle. It's wild up here, man.
I believe it. And it was, believe it or not, my little Beamer is still getting around. Actually getting around a little bit better than this thing because it actually has snow tires on it. I had to use my car and my neighbor to pull my work vehicle out of the snowbank that it got snowed into. We got it out of that snowbank into a spot where the snow wasn't super deep. And I was like, well, I'm going to turn traction control off and everything just in case this thing tries to sink on me on the way out. And it did. And there wasn't really a whole lot I could do about that because it was pretty much blocking the whole driveway. Couldn't get my car around it because it was up over the hood deep. There's no way that's getting through there. And I just went back and forth and somehow got out of there.
Well, that's dedication, man. Hey, I wanted to once again thank you for putting in the time that you did over the weekend. You know, handling the nets and being part of the whole emergency management situation. Maintaining the system, it sounds like there were some challenges there, keeping it up and running. But you guys really put in the yeoman's work. Nice job.
We tried. Yeah, those hiccups were caused by another node that had some problems. We're not quite sure why. It caused it to crash, but it caused the whole central hub to crash. And so I went through and redid a lot of configs to see if that would also help a little bit as well by having everything connect into it instead of the node connector or the hub connecting out. And that seemed to fix some problems. And that reminds me, I got to drop 86 off the link because we are suspending operations unless I'm asked to connect it back up again. So. That's next on my checklist of things to do.
Which one is the 86? Is that Mile?
No, it's the Charlie and Amateur Radio Club Traverse City repeater. Usually it's just linked for Skywarn or Nets and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So you're back to work today. Where are you headed?
Well,
I'm headed to the shop and hopefully not going anywhere else. The roads are still pretty questionable at best. I would certainly not try to go anywhere if you don't have to.
Yeah, most businesses are still closed up here. I tried to get out yesterday, but the subdivision that's adjacent to mine that is county maintained, I have to go through it to get to my subdivision. Some idiot with bald tires was high-centered and spinning, and I spent a good half hour trying to help him push his car out, and he just basically was stuck and had to call a tow truck. So I wasn't able to get out and get shear bolts from my snowblower yesterday, so I just turned around and came home, and I'm thinking about wandering back out again today. But all it's going to take is one more person that shouldn't be on the roads blocking access for everybody else. It's fun times.
I will never understand the people that don't spend at least, you know, $600 on decent snow tires. Or just on any snow tires. You don't need decent ones, you just need snow tires in general. That makes a huge difference. It doesn't matter how cheap they are. The tread, the type of material and tread, even if it's a crappy design, is significantly better than all season any day. So, looks like we've got quite a bit of snow packed up on Cass Road here. We've probably got about an inch. Oh no, more than that. Probably like 3-4 inches of snow packed up on Cass Road. We're nowhere near the actual road on this. I don't know if they're going to scrape it down either. It's pretty hard-packed stuff. So. Well, somebody lost a whole row of mailboxes. It's a fun time out here. Alright, Bentley, I'm pulling into the shop. So we're going to see what's on the docket today, if there is anything, and I guess get stuff done. Wow, those cars are not going anywhere soon. I think DMA trouble.
Yeah, I think me and a couple of neighbors here with the snowblower brigade, we're going to try to get a couple other elderly neighbors' driveways opened up so they at least have access. So that's what's on the docket for me today, moving more snow. So you have a good day, be good, and I'm sure we'll talk to you later. KBCW. Station calling, you're not getting into the repeater, whichever one you're trying to access. You're not readable.
You just for advisement, anybody going to the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club breakfast this morning? The breakfast has been canceled because JNS is closed. KCAVSU.
Hilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, monitoring. KF 8, AGY. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. Are you out there, Kevin?
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
page, BPM. BPM is clear.
KF8, DMK Mobile.
KF2Z Mobile.
KF2Z.
Hey, Tony, it's Glenn. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I thought I heard you out there, Mobile, and it took me a while to get back to the radio.
Yeah, I eventually got to show up for work. Roads are snow-packed, icy, they're plowed, but they are slick.
Yeah, I think I just had a plow come down my dirt road, which is the first time since early in the weekend, so that was welcome.
Well, all that sleet has frozen over, man. It's like concrete snow out there.
KE8ZOY, this is Amity. Glenn, did you go into the office today?
Yeah, I'm on my way in.
I got a feeling you're going to be lonely.
Well, you know, that paperwork, it don't get done by itself, so I got a couple phone calls to make and tons of reports. You know, when you come back from vacation, you pay for it, you know.
Hey, Glenn, how's traffic?
Traffic is light, but there are folks out here. Visibility in Traverse City is awfully good. It's just light snow, but it's not too bad. It's just the roads are very slick.
Was there a sky warm earlier this morning?
Great job. The best they can compared to what the weather was like.
No, I think we've things are sort of wound down. I think sky warm's off. Yeah, it's much better, but geez, it's I've got 17 on the car here, so where is spring? I mean, it was 65 degrees a week ago.
Supposed to be into the 40s on Thursday.
Just heard from Doc, it's 50 in Florida today.
You know, it's funny because we were in the Florida Keys way down there, and we had 2 days in the 50s. And in Florida, that sends those folks into shock, but it's still pretty.
My wife called somebody yesterday down in the Detroit area in Gross Point, and yesterday they had 50-degree weather, and it's 15 degrees up here.
You know, we can thank all that Gulf moisture. That stuff that's all from the Gulf. That came all the way up here to make our lives miserable.
Yeah, it's a strange mixture of strange marriage when the hot and the cold and the moisture all join at the same time, that's for sure.
Well, I was watching TV and they were showing the isobars. They're real close together. And I learned a long time ago, when the isobars are real close together, that means heavy winds. And they were saying up over Lake Superior, some of the winds are going to be over 75 miles an hour. That's hurricane strength.
there's a lot of power outage in the UP. I don't know if that's ice or wind or both, but there's still a lot of folks up there, and this morning it's about 120,000 houses without power, so it makes me wonder when we get the spring ice, how bad it's going to be this year.
Watch the YouTube last night already. It was an AI YouTube on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and how critical it is when the bridge gets shut down. It's kind of interesting.
I had several folks saying the bridge was closed yesterday on and off, so I would not want to be crossing that bridge with this weekend's weather. Man, that'd be scary.
My neighbor was going over to Wisconsin at the end of the week, last week, to go visit her sister-in-law, and she got to the bridge and it was closed down. She sat there for 4 hours waiting, and there was just a huge lineup. She changed her mind and decided to come home.
That's a long trip.
About a year ago, bridge authorities were on the radio, and they were saying that bridge can sway 37 feet both ways.
No thanks.
I was just going to say that's a good thing. I think the point of what I was talking about was that the structures in the Upper Peninsula are mostly really old, like early in the last century they were built. Most of the population is getting up there in age. They still don't have a lot of the type of support that people would need when they get, you know, we all need a little bit more help when we get further up there in age. And there's reports that Lake Superior is warming up just a little bit, and it's causing more moisture to be put into the atmosphere and intensifies the storms coming across the area, and it's just a strain on everything.
W8VPC.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so I heard you say that Skywarn is stand down.
I haven't heard anything. Do you know what's going on?
Well, I've been
I just sent Drake a text that he didn't answer. I'm sure he's really busy
Monday night
with work.
They did that,
I'm sure there's systems that need attention. But yeah, I've seen videos of the bridge with the ice falling off of it, and been monitoring. I had to turn the radios off last night. I left them on Sunday night to Monday morning, and it wasn't, let's just say I had a weird thing happen. I'll explain later. Anyways, I just wanted to jump in. We're getting a new furnace down here, and yes, it was extremely windy in the Detroit area.
Anybody, go ahead.
No, that wasn't me.
And I know Mike talked over you there, and I could hear him, but I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, just like the Skywarn just announced it was Skywarn, and it's 8 o'clock, so it hasn't caught up to daylight savings time.
KCBS.
Go ahead, Toby.
I just text Charlie H. Asked him, can Skywarn stand down, because questions were being asked, so we'll find out.
and you can't see the line markers in the road, so people are driving all over the place here.
Glenn, where are you driving in from?
I'm over by Tibbetts Lake, and so I came along Hammond, drove along the bay, and West Bay, the drifts by the road were like 6 feet, so a lot, you know, wind sure blew on the road there. I'm in town, it's good visibility. If you drive into anything that hasn't been plowed, you're going to be high-centered because I just saw a car spinning its wheel stuck in where the plow had pushed snow in.
I got a little amateur weather station here, and yesterday most of the time the winds were out of the west-northwest.
Break.
It's pretty much coming straight down, or down the bay a little bit.
N8APX, am I making it in? Go ahead, Adam. Okay, I don't know if I've been making it in or not, but Skywarn shut down operations 2200 last night. We've been in standby seeing what today would bring. Conditions here in Traverse City are just, you know, recovering. It's actually pretty good, good visibility. How are you guys doing up there? Things are great up here. I'm headed into work right now to nap a couple of no-heat calls real quick. I had to drive my pickup truck in order to get anywhere, but it's sunshiny. It's sunny, and it's cold, but sunny. Snow is definitely done. Winds have died down. Well, we can use some of that sun here, but yeah, I agree. I don't think we need a Skywarn at this point in time. Good job, by the way, Adam. I think everybody did a fantastic job.
Yesterday, when Drake was collecting the data about Skywarn every 2 hours, does he send that stuff over to Gaylord to the weather station?
Yeah, it's put on a spreadsheet that they have access to, and they frequently. Yeah, so we push that in via that spreadsheet, but I myself and Mike Vandermeer are also in their NWS chat program, and we give them live up in real time too.
Well, I'm going to jump out. I got a new furnace going in. Talk to you all later, WAVPC.
Let's hope it works.
Well, it's day two of the install, so see you all later.
All right, I'm going to go to QRT also. Get you with SPZ.
I just pulled into work, KSGZ, and talk to you guys later.
KE8ZOI, monitoring.
KA-BCW, mobile in the land of Hawk.
KA-BCW, N8APX, how's it going this morning?
Good, Adam. Just venturing out, forage for a few supplies. How are you doing, man? Get caught up on any sleep?
Yeah, I finally got a little bit of sleep last night. We closed down operations at 10 o'clock, and I went straight to bed. Now I'm headed into work. I'm going to try and get some of our no-heats knocked out, our real elderly clients that don't have heat. But I had to drive the pickup in this morning. There ain't no way I'm making it anywhere in my work van.
So what you're saying is you're going to be shoveling a lot of drifted over vents on people's furnaces, correct?
That's what I'm thinking, more than likely. I think that's going to be the whole synopsis of this entire weather event, because we're with the fire department, too. I'm going to go clear furnace vents. Okay, now I'm going to work. Let's do it at work, too.
Well, where mine are situated, it usually isn't a problem, but the way that wind set up, my wife reminded me of it, thankfully. I wasn't thinking about it. And they were almost covered by the time I got to it, and I think I cleared them 3 times.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. It's crazy. My GFI trip, I've got those, Govy lights on my roof. You know, got to have all the latest and greatest stuff. My wife said to me last night, why aren't our lights working? I have them green for St. Patrick's Day. And I went outside and looked. The snow is up over the GFI, and it tripped the GFI. I'm like, I'm not even messing with that. Thankfully, my furnace vents go up through the roof, so I don't got to worry about it. And my roof is 12-12 pitch, so snow doesn't really hang out up there.
Yeah, right on, man. I spent most of the day yesterday trying to get access through to some of the neighbors' driveways that were still waiting for their plow services, and you know, some of the elderly folks checking in on them. It's been a fun adventure so far, but I did want to mention to you, thanks for all the time that you put in on the emergency management stuff and hosting and working the weather check-ins and maintaining the system and all that. You guys really did a lot of hard work there and should be appreciated for it.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's it gets to be a lot of work, but it's all worth it in the end. The National Weather Service was ecstatic with the data we were offering, and the emergency managers were waiting at the edge of their seats for reports every 2 hours, and it's all good stuff, so it all makes it worth it.
Right on, man. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go. I'm almost at my first destination. So have a great day, and hope that you don't get stuck in too much snow behind somebody's house. KDCW.
Well, I'm armed to the teeth, so I should be good anyway. I got the bibs on, the big boots. Lots of layers. I'm in the four-wheel drive with the big mud tires on it. So we're out to conquer the world. 73KABCW, N8APX.
N8APX, KCVSU.
Yeah, go ahead, Toby.
Well, I think we survived another one. We didn't even get one call during all that.
Boy, you guys sure dodged a bullet. You had five or six, I think. I don't know. I lost count. Late Sunday night, we had our first CO alarm go off. So I loaded up and started headed for town. I made it, but just barely. There were 3 or 4 times where I thought, yep, this is it. I'm stuck here in the middle of the road. So after that, I elected to not respond anymore because my chief was staying at our station too, and he was nabbing just the CO alarms and stuff like that. But I think we wound up with 5 or 6 before daylight on Monday morning.
Oh, I know. I thought, well, with that ice storm, I had some pasta and sauce, and I start putting a thing together because we're going to be at the station. We weren't going to have much to eat. So I decided, well, just in case, I better take some soups and all that. We have stuff down there, but if we're going to be there long duration, trying to get to the store has been the hard part. So, yeah. But knock on wood, we got very lucky, especially with that ice storm going south of us like it did.
Yeah, I agree. I feel bad for the guys down there in Roscommon and Oscoda and Alcona County. So they're in rough shape right now. But I'm glad we dodged the bullet up here because we had that last year, and I don't know what it would have done to us if we would have gotten it a second year in a row, so I'm very thankful we dodged the bullet.
Oh, yeah, that's like us. I mean, Diesel Pete, we're between Turk River and Elk Bend, T. Waden, and, oh, man, we'd have been major destruction if the bridge was shut down at Torch. You know, yeah, yeah. Well, I see the link's still up, so are we going to keep it up for a while?
My thoughts were at least through today, just in case we, we're kind of shifting from Skywarn just to general Oxcom. You know, if any of the EM partners need any assistance or things like that, just for situational awareness through the end of the day, and then probably drop everything tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I was tired, but no, last night's wind was really nasty here. I'm thinking, here we go. Power never flickered, nothing. Didn't even lose power, dang it. But that's okay. I'll do that. But no, I had to go out and snowblow again today because the drifts were so bad on the back porch. Last night before the 8 o'clock met, I had to go out and clear off my porch again. It was so drifted. Yeah. Okay, well, you have a good one. Hopefully, get all the heat turned back on for people. N8APX, KCAVSU.
All right, Dobie, sounds good. Have yourself a good day. We'll be out here roaming around, seeing what mischief we can get into. KCAVSU, N8APX.
KDYS,
I gotcha.
Are you still off in Sheboygan?
Just coming into Lansing, but I left Sheboygan about a half hour ago.
Are the roads pretty plowed up good?
Main roads only. Just the main trunk lines. Everything else is still a mess.
I'm just sitting here in Gaylord. They're getting pretty light snow, but it's still coming down.
Yeah, thankfully we're sunshine and snow's wrapped up and the wind's died down. But, yeah, road commissions are fighting right now to get any of the side roads open. I passed at least 5 or 6 side roads where you could tell they tried and then gave up because it's too bad. So they got the main trunkways open, but the side roads are still just awful.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You guys safe. I will be listening. K-H-E-Y-S.
Sounds good. You do the same. N8APX.
November 8th, Papa November Kilo, mobile.
Hey, GMH Mobile.
And it's ABX Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my CS800D right now because I'm running service calls out of the pickup truck today.
Really? Is that the only way you can get there?
Yeah, the fact that I still can't get my van out, so... toss the tool bag in the truck and off I go.
Well, if it works. This guy doesn't know where his lane is. That's great. There's the dashed line right there, buddy, that you can clearly see. Anyway. Yeah, it's pretty ugly over here. I actually had to use the bimmer to, kind of pull out the Equinox this morning. It had all the snow drifted around it up over the hood. It was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I pulled out of the driveway and headed down Inverness Trail and hit the first crossroad and would have already been stuck in my van, so it was a good call taking the four-wheel drive pickup. Now I'm bouncing around in Petoskey right now, and some spots are okay, and some other spots I pull into, and I'm like, yep, I didn't have four-wheel drive, this is where I'd be stopped.
Are they giving you, like, mileage or compensating you for fuel costs?
So we do our own gas pump at the shop. Barney Castle comes and fills the tank, and we fill our vans with that gas pump there, and I just filled my truck up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it works out. Yeah, they're not going to be, I'm not going to be doing this on my dime, so, and I'm not the only one. My boss, my service manager, he's running around in his pickup truck, too, and yeah, we're just filling our own four-wheel drive vehicles up and getting her done.
You're doing God's work out here right now.
I mean, every single call is just plugged furnace vents, so it's not like it really takes any mental stamina. I just left my first call, and they're like, well, it can't be our furnace vents because they go up to the roof. I'm like, okay, let me investigate. Set my drone up. Yeah, there they are right there, completely blocked. So fortunately, just the intake was blocked, so I was able to pull the burner box cover off, and she's ripping now.
Oh, there you go. I want to hear the roads up your way. The main roads, anyway. Here, they're questionable.
They're scraped down to ice, so not great. Main roads are basically just ice with patches of pavement popping through here and there. Side roads, no. Just no. They're not good. In Sheboygan County, you can tell where they've been trying. Like, Road Commission will get a grader out, and they'll hit about, you know, a tenth of a mile, and then they stop, and they realize, nope, this isn't going to work, and they back out.
Yikes, dude. That's rough. Yeah, Cass Road is, I can tell they tried to scrape it, but the snow is so packed that they can't scrape it down. So it looks like they're just letting people drive on it and pack the snow down, which is better than driving on ice.
Yeah, I'm on pier ice right now. I'm 31, just coming up to the stoplight in Bay Harbor, and yeah, it's ice.
I'm driving on half pavement and half ice on Hammond Road. One side of the car's got pavement, the other side's got slippery, slidey stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely not a fun time out here. Still a good time to be on the road if you don't have to be.
Yeah, I believe it. But, anyway. I'm pretty happy with the turnout we had over the weekend. That probably has to be the most successful Skywarn that we've ever done.
Both in turnout and the fact that we maintained 100% uptime and operational ability for, like, 38 hours straight.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day for just a bunch of volunteers, you know? Like, that's pretty incredible.
I think there was somebody else in there.
KCACSU, am I making it now?
Yep, you're making it.
I'll tell you, the only problem I saw with the ham side here on the radio was the Echolink and people trying to check in and walking all over. I noticed that quite a bit. But, Zello worked out beautifully.
Yep, Zello was great. Go ahead, Drake.
I just pulled into my driveway, so I'm going to go eat some food. But, yeah, Zello worked out pretty good. Once we sorted out all the issues with the hub going down the first day, everything was pretty smooth sailing after that. And the doubling was just everybody. It wasn't specifically just Echo Link. It was everybody just piling in on top of each other, but we powered right through it. So, I mean, even if we had the same amount of people on one repeater and it wasn't linked, you'd still have doubling like that. It's always usually chaos, but it's organized chaos, which is a good thing. So, all right, we'll be back out here in 30 minutes. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, just out of curiosity, did you see my operational email last night?
I did, and I haven't fully read it. I just skimmed it, so.
All right, check it out on your lunch. I'd like to do, an AAR probably in a couple weeks from now, just to go over this with the folks in, EMs and stuff like that. So, all right, enjoy your lunch. Toby, I'm going to hop out of here, too, because I am 2 minutes out from my next snow heat, so. And at APX, we'll be out of here.
Hey, GMH, course.
Did you guys do much with GMRS up there, Adam?
Negative. I didn't have an operator to sit on it, unfortunately. That's going to be something to touch on going forward.
Yeah, I did a few too, because Mike's got me usually on there, but half the time I'm just talking to dead air sometimes. I'm going to try and, when we have our next big meetup or next net, I'm going to talk to them and say, hey guys, we could use some help. We had a few, but yeah, I think there was more ham involvement that I've seen in a long time. So I think everything went good, just the doubling was. That's why I went over and did everything on Zello so I could get things through.
Yep, no worries. All right, I'm pulling in here. I got to run. I need APX.
KCVSU, 73.
You timed that perfectly. I just got back on the road. Any ATX?
Oh, yeah. I try. Oh, here's good news. I can see the water tower today. I could not do that yesterday.
That is exceptionally good news. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah, especially considering it was right across the street from me, yeah. If I threw a rock hard enough, I could probably hit it from my apartment. But, anyway. Going back to the shop, and it looks like roads are improving.
Hey, Drake, are you going back to shovel out vehicles?
Nope.
Woohoo! My next call is 45 minutes away up in Cross Village. Yee-haw.
A wonderful double. Adam, you won that one.
Yeah, Adam, watch Mitchell Road up in Emmett County right now. It sounds like they're cleaning that up per Roads Commission up there. Yeah. Well, Drake, you do a good job shoveling, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, I tried. I mostly used the shovel just to knock all the super tall snow down and over, and I just used the snowblower. Our shop's got a little single-stage snowblower, and, you know, it can't really go at it with 12 inches of snow in front of it, because it, well, doesn't really like that. If you knock that down about 6 inches, it still complains, but it'll do it. So, did that. Actually, twice, I had to dig out the minivan that's getting sent back downstate. Loaded it up with a bunch of stuff that's got to go down that way. And then, got a, well, it was a charger. Before I started digging, you couldn't really tell if it was a charger or a Durango. There was about a foot and a half of snow piled up on top of it.
Yeah, I just had to wade through guy's yard to get to his vents. Man, there was some sections I was stepping in where I almost couldn't get myself back out, like almost like chest deep. This is nuts.
Hey, don't feel too bad. Getting me high into what I had to get into yesterday to get to the shed to get the snowblower wasn't fun either, but yeah. Well, at least we'll have 9-foot drifts like they do in the UP. Go ahead, Drake.
I don't know. I had drifts that went all the way around my work vehicle this morning, and I had to give it a little yank with my car, of all things.
You know what all I can think about right now is?
What?
In 5 days, I'll be sitting on a beach watching the ocean.
Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear it unless you bring it here.
No, no. You can enjoy my imagination, counting down the days. T-minus 5 days. I'll have a drink in my hand, sitting on the warm sand, sun beating down, 85 degrees, loving life. Can't wait.
I don't know. I don't think you should go. I think you should send me in a strike instead on vacation.
Holy cow, Petoskey DPW getting her done. They're stacking them 4 wide right now. They're doing it like they do up in the UP when they're doing them big swaths of interstate. They are running 4 deep and they're staggered.
Oh man, that's got to be something to see.
That was wild. They were just throwing the snow too.
Yeah, I think Brent Travers and Leo had to get the V-plows out.
Yeah, Sheboygan's been running V-plows nonstop. But most of all of their trucks have V-plows right now.
Well, here's a good one. Yesterday, or today, my main route driver, he didn't even have a front plow on. He just used his wing, but I'm sure he'll put one in there later. But, yeah, no, I know a lot of counties right now are probably like, how does this work again?
Hello?
I'd hate to be the guy that's on the roof of Kingsley Lumber right now, the new Kingsley Lumber building at Hammond and Garfield. These guys up there shuffling snow off the roof.
That doesn't surprise me. We had a collapse yesterday in Sheboygan. Luckily it was just an animal barn, but it collapsed right in on itself. No, the Petoskey DPW guys, the leader had a V-plow on, and he was punching the hole, and then the three behind him were staggered with belly plows and their wings out, just throwing it.
Oh, man, I wish I could have seen that. That probably looked spectacular.
Go ahead, Barry. We can hear
you. Well, I hope so. Man, it's no fun down. That is for sure. We're going to stop for another 2 days without power. We've got a generator going here, but man, it's no fun down here either.
Yeah, well, it's 25 up here right now. Bronzer's up to 29.85. Yes. Maybe my knee'll start feeling better. Go ahead, Drake.
It's been pretty greasy out here. Hammond and Lafrain are here. Well, the Trigas truck is spinning them pretty good. And I just spun all four pretty good off the line there. That was fun. I wonder what the back end of the Meyer parking lot Travers looks like. Usually that's that's kind of like the kid hangout spot where everybody goes to do donuts in the snow or even behind the old mall. Or the high school, although I don't know if they're closed or not, so could be a different story. People either having fun or learning how to drive their cars.
Yeah, that's the best way to learn how to control it. Go out and lose control in a controlled environment. That's how I learned to do all my winter driving. Alright, I got to stop in the hardware, pick up a couple of parts for my next one, because all I'm with right now is my tool bag and that's it. So, stopping at the hardware, grabbing some things, and then 45 minutes north to Cross Village. This should be fun. I'll be back shortly. Any APX.
Okay. I'm not far from the shop, so I'm going to duck out of here, too. Any damage.
Yeah, I got to get out of here, too. So, perfect timing, guys. Talk to you later. Sorry, no more shoveling. Jeff got a video of you.
KF4JIG.
KAQCW. KAQCW testing a new mobile.
KC9ZJB, you're full quieting.
Hey, thank you for the shout back. Appreciate that. Just got the new rig installed and testing it out, and I think I'm going to enjoy it. Thanks very much. 73, K8BCW from Harbor Springs.
9ZJB, clear.
KHBYS, we just made it to Clare County.
KCV, in the Zoe box.
KHZAT, is the Skywarn net still active or is that shut down now?
KCVSU, Skywarn has been shut down since 2200 last night.
All right, thank you, Toby. I just hadn't heard. I'd been in a tractor for quite some time, so thank you for the information. I appreciate it. KHZAT.
Yep, and the North Michigan Link system's not connected to the Traverse City anymore, so just FYI.
I'm down here in Clare County.
KHZAT Mobile.
This is KHZYS. Mobile, Clare County. We're about to the shop here. Hey, Toby, have you heard from Taylor? In a while. I haven't heard from him in a, probably 6 or 8 months.
Taylor's got a new job with another towing company, and he's still trying to get his house in order. I talked to him here about a month ago. He's just been real busy. He doesn't have his power up. And in his new truck, he can't put radios, so he's still around.
Is he working for a different company in Traverse City?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'll have to send him a text. I tried sending him a text a while back, but I haven't heard back from him, so. I'll try to get a hold of him. I wanted to ask him a few things. All right, KHZYS, I'll be standing by. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't answer texts much with me either. He's just been so busy, you know. It took him a few months to get back to me, so talk to you later. KCVSU.
APX and 8DMH.
That connection right now, and it booted right up. I wanted to verify that still worked. Trying to see if I can use the portal here to just throw in my phone's hotspot real quick.
Well, it's working. You do have a little bit of 60 hertz hum going on. But I don't know if you've got it hooked up to a power supply that causes that. I've had that happen before. Usually I just put a ferrite choke around the power cord that I plug into the Pi.
Just out of curiosity, is that any better? I was feeding it with high power.
No, the same.
Alright, well, I'll deal with that after I confirm it works on my dang phone hotspot. I thought this dashboard had a Wi-Fi section in it, but I guess maybe it doesn't.
Oh, it's on a wacky IP. I was going to say if I was able to add a station to it, I could probably also change your codec settings to use just ULAW instead of anything else.
Well, if it matters, it does have that public-facing IP to it now. I don't know if that makes it any more possible, but...
Is it port forwarded through your router, though?
I don't know. I'm waiting in dangerous territory here. One of these things where I just know enough to be dangerous.
Just put it on the DMZ. You'll find out real quick.
Give me 1 second. I have a toddler that's dumping out a whole can of soda right now.
Hey, DMH.
Alright, I'm back. Let me, I found the Wi-Fi manager. Let me toss in my phone's hotspot real quick, and then I'll, put it on that and see if I get through.
NHVZT.
Motherfucker, goddamn mother shit, goddamn motherfucking ass bit. Shit, goddamn motherfucker, goddamn mother shit, goddamn motherfucking ass bit. I'm sick of that.
Accessing.
Accessing.